Okay, let's take 1220.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for the construction of the Southwest Vista Avenue Water Main Improvement Project at an estimated cost of $533,000.
Mayor and colleagues, we're at risk of cutting into the lunch hour, so we'll be brief. Mike Stewart, the director of the Water Bureau, and Martin Weber, the supervising engineer, are here to present. And here is, in a nutshell, what we're bringing to your attention. The proposed construction work includes installation of 1,083 feet of 8-inch main, 635 feet of 6-inch main, 3 hydrants. We seek to renew 21 1-inch services, renew 1 2-inch fire service, install 1 6-inch by 2-inch regulator and vault, and abandon 1,042 feet of 8-inch mains. And there will be a quiz at the end of this. The engineer's estimated cost for the contract action is $533,000 with a high confidence level. Director Stewart.
Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, we're now ready for questions.
That was so thorough that you are. Okay.
I actually do have one.
Really?
Well, I do, because in the ordinance it says that its existing is 1,042 feet, and then what we're replacing it with is 1,083 feet, plus a number of other bits and pieces. So
just the avenue
is this why it's been leaking, because it doesn't quite go far enough?
I knew there was a reason I brought Marvin with me. So what we're up to is obviously a main replacement, which Commissioner Fish more than adequately described. A couple other key points I'd throw in the pot. This main was originally built in 1927. It's cast iron. It's not the best thing you can do for earthquakes. There's a large vault involved. The vault is made out of bricks, another thing that's not very good for earthquakes. So this is partly to take care of a leaking main in our leaks database, and it's partly to continue our slow, painful replacement of the pipe system to make it more resilient. So I'll let Marvin talk a little more, and please answer Commissioner Fritz's question, because I can't.
Certainly. My name is Marvin Weber. I'm a supervising engineer with the Water Bureau. So in response to your question, the pipeline is approximately that long, and when we go to replace that pipeline, we do run into the streets a little bit to make connections at each of the block intersections. So that's why there's added footage. So in order to make those connections and that sort of thing, we do need to build a little bit more pipeline.
Thank you.
The only other thing I would add is that the contract will be, there'll be a formal bidding process in accordance with procurement services requirements, and the contract will include the current procurement goals for MWESB subcontractors. Public outreach is working on the project, and they'll continue. We'll send out notices to the residences, and there will be traffic advisories before the project starts. So that's really all I have to add.
Any other questions?
None for me. Anyone else? Thank you very much.
Nicely done. Thank
Anyone
you.
Want to speak on this item? If not, it's going to pass to second reading with my relief, no doubt Commissioner Fish, since he lives there, and everyone else's relief that Vista Avenue has not stretched by 40 feet. Okay, let's take